Yeshayahu Perek Samechei, Perek 65. In this Perek, we're actually seeing the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the prayer of the people in the Galut, asking, where is God? What is he doing? Describing the loving history. And we're going to see, for the first seven or so Pesukim, the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pretty harsh. Hashem responds and says, Nidrashi lelo she'alu, nimseti lelo vikshuni. Amarti hineni hineni el goylo korabishmi. Hashem says, I was nidrashti, I made myself available. The people who weren't even busy asking about me, they were busy being aved avodah zarah. Lelo she'alu, they didn't ask me anything, they didn't beseech me. Nimseti lelo vikshuni, the exact same idea. I said, here I am. To a nation that refused to call out to me. And was continuing this idea in Pasubit, Parasti Yadai Kol Hayom Al Am Sorin. Halachim Haderech Lotova Har Machshevotehem. I opened up my hands, I spread out my hands to them. Al Am Sorin, a rebellious nation, a people who are swaying away from me. And Hashem said, I'm here, and they refuse to acknowledge me. They're constantly being Oved Avodah Zarah. And that's what it says. Al Halachim Haderech Lotova. They're walking on a bad way, following their own thoughts, and leaving me neglected. So they're constantly leaving me, they're constantly angering me, they're angering me to my face, they're sacrificing to the Avodah Zarah in the gardens, where they would put the Avodah Zarah, then Mekaterim, the offering incense on Levinim, on bricks, because that's when they would make bricks for building, they would offer incense to Avodah Zarah, incense to Avodah Zarah. Hayoshavim HaKevarim, Obanitzurim Yalinu, Ochelim Basara Hazir Umrak Pigulim Kelehim. They sit, and the Kevarim, or the Nitzurim is a similar idea as a Kevet, as a grave. The Nitzurim is like a ruin, where you could approach the Shedim, and they're trying to do some form of black magic with the dead, or with demons. Ha'ochelim besar ha'hazir, they're going out of their way to eat pig. And it's interesting, because here we see, even today, pig has this connotation of like, it's really one of the red lines that a Jew who's affiliated has, and even back then, to demonstrate how unaffiliated they were, Hashem is saying, they're eating basar hazir, they're eating pig, umrak pigulim kelehem, and this bowl of soup is filled with pigul, disgusting things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want, meaning disgusting, not because it's actually disgusting, but because Hashem said it's disgusting. It's filled with forbidden things, and they're constantly eating devarim tameim, things that are not kosher. They're completely worshipping Avodah Zarah wherever they can, and it really gives you a very strong picture here. You want to know why I'm not answering you anymore? You want to know why in Galut? Because you did all these things. And then the people, not only that, they had the nerve to actually say as follows in Pasuk K. Omerim kelav elicha al tigash bi ki kadashlicha. Ale ashan be'api ishu kledi kol hayom. They tell the people, "Kedav elicha, go to yourself. Get away from me. Don't approach me. I'm holier than you." As they're eating the pig, they're telling other people that they're holier than them. And Hashem says, "This is going to reach the point of absurdity when they're talking about what's the right thing to do." Ele ashan be'api. This is what caused my anger. My mouth to be filled with anger. Yeshu kedik kol hayom. A constantly burning fire that is going to burn for them, for their children, to orech hagalut, this idea of a constantly burning fire. Hinei chetuva lefanai lo yachesheichim shilamti v'shinamti al haikam. This sin is constantly written before me. I'm not forgetting it from generation to generation. I'm not going to be silent kim shilamti until I pay it back. And I'm going to stop paying back for shilamti al haikam. I'm going to stop paying back to them themselves. And then it's going to continue from generation to generation, as long as they continue to do the sins of their fathers. And that's what we see in Pasuk Zayin. Avonotechem va'avonot avotechem yachdav amad Adonai. Asher kitilu al hi'arim va'al gevot ha'erefuni. Madutifu ala somebody shuna. Oh, I come. Now Hashem says, I'm going to pay back your sins, the sins of your forefathers together, because they were also sacrificing on the harim, on the mountains and in the valleys, chadifuni. They blasphemed against me by offering their sacrifices to Avodah Zarah instead of me. And I'm going to measure what they did and pay them, and then continue paying in generations after them as well. And now Pasuk Hayat, Hashem switches a little bit. We're going to see from Pasuk Hayat to Pasuk Yudbet, Hashem is going to do something interesting here. He's going to start drawing contrast between two types of people. Hashem says, based on what I listened to the seven Pesukim, so you might say I should destroy everything. So he says, no. The same way we say, don't destroy the cluster of grapes because you have the tirosh, you have the wine inside the grapes. It's something valuable. So even though you have a lot of things you don't need, you have the seeds, you have the branches, you have the peel of the grapes, all these things you don't need. But we say, no, don't destroy, keep it a chabu. There's something valuable within it. They have the wine. Hashem says, so too, I'm not going to destroy everybody because of the tzaddikim that are going to come out of it. Man avadai, the people are going to be loyal to me. The idea that the Jewish people are always going to have people who are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're the people who are keeping us alive because Hashem is saying, look, I still have these people loyal to me. This experiment of the Jewish people is still something worth investing in. And from Yaakov and from Yehuda, I'm going to bring forth children. And it's interesting, Yaakov, yani the 10 tribes, Yehuda and Binyamin, the other two tribes. So everybody is going to have hope here, and they're going to inherit in my land. My chosen ones, my servants, ones who are loyal to me, are going to dwell in the land. And then when they dwell in the land, the Sharon, which is a place where normally the cattle are supposed to graze, is going to become Nevesun. The cattle is actually going to be settled. The cattle is actually going to be settled there. They're actually going to graze there. The valley, which was a valley of disgrace because it was empty, there was nobody there, and normally it's supposed to be something where the bakad, where the cattle is going to graze, and indeed it will become that eventually. Hashem says, for the sake of the Ami Asher Didashuni, for the people who actually reached out to me. Obviously, when he says these words, Ami Asher Didashuni, he's referring all the way back to Pasuk Aleph when he says, no one was reaching out to me. So the people who were reaching out to me, the actual Sadiqim, they're going to get rewarded. I'm going to take care of them, Hashem says. So here you have a very interesting idea, a juxtaposing to the Sha'im and the Sadiqim, and that's what he continues in Yud Aleph Yud Bet to talk about Sadiqim as an opposer. You, the people who have left me, forgot about my holy mountain. But since you forgot about my holy mountain, you're not going to inherit it, as we saw it. The people of Yehuda, the Sadiqim of Yehuda, are going to inherit Harai. God and Mani are these types of divinities, some types of celestial bodies, perhaps, that they were worshipping, and or they would spread out a table of sacrifices for the Avodah Zarah of God, and then they would set forth wine, libations for this Avodah Zarah mini. Hashem, using a plain word, says, Umaniti etchem l'chayriv, chulechem l'tevach tichra'u, nana karati v'lo anitem, dibati v'lo shema'atim, et'asu harabe anayv shelo hafasli b'chartim, and I'm going to designate you or appoint you for death by the sword, and all of you are going to be slaughtered. Yan karati because Allah anitim, dibati v'lo shema'atim, I called out and you didn't answer. I was telling you to do stuff all day and never even you never listened. And you did what's been in my eyes, and you chose to do what I did not desire. And hence Hashem says, you're going to get destroyed, as opposed to Avadim, my Avadai, who I'm going to save, who are going to be loyal to me. And when he says this, we're going to see this idea. We'll see when this idea of getting destroyed, and as opposed to the Tzaddikim not getting destroyed, we're going to see in the next pasuk also. It continues and says, "Lachen, kol amar Adonai Elohim, hinei avadai yochilu ve'atem tirabu, hinei avadai yishtu ve'atem tismau, hinei avadai yismachu ve'atem tivoshu." Hashem says, "My servants are going to eat, you're going to starve. My servants are going to drink, you're going to be thirsty. They're going to be happy, you're going to be embarrassed, ashamed." And continuing this idea, "Hinei avadai yaronu mituv lev, ve'atem tisakum mekevi lev, ve'shevel wahte dedidu." My avadai are going to cry out in joy and sing in joy after their meal from having a satisfied and gladdened heart. And you are going to cry out from the pain, from the broken spirit. That Adak wants to explain this pisukim. As opposed to pisukim of Abu Bisur, you're going to get the chedev. Now all of a sudden we're saying they're going to be alive, but they're going to be starving. That Adak wants to explain this is a euphemism here for Alam Haba. And Tzaddikim are going to be full, satiated from the presence of God, whereas the Shaim are going to be separated, and hence the Tzaddikim are going to praise, be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shaim are going to be in eternal pain, removed from the presence of Borei Olam. Pasuk Tevav, continuing this idea of the contrasting the Tzaddikim and the Shaim, V'hinachtim Shimchem Lishva'a Livhirai, V'hamitecha Adonai Elohim, I'm going to read Tezayin as well because it's connected. Hashem amit parech ba'aris and parech b'lohi amen. When nishma ba'aris and shor b'lohi amen. Kine shuha v'salot v'lishonot v'kine nistaru me'aynai. It says like this. I'm going to v'nachtem shimchem l'shu'ah v'v'hirai. Your name is going to stay after you pass away. V'amitecha adonai elohim. You're going to die. And your name is going to remain the name for a swear. And normally when you swear, the idea is you swear, if I'm not going to keep my words, what should happen to so-and-so should happen to me. Right? So the same way these guys died, I should die as well. So that's the way the Shivu'ah will go. I mean, that's all going to remain of you. Your name is going to be an eternal curse or posterity. However, the people who are loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're going to, as opposed to being called out as a curse, called out for dying, they're going to be blessed. They're going to have a different name, a different memory. Now, Hashem hamit barich ba'aris, barich b'lohi amen. Whoever is giving forth a beracha is going to give forth a beracha. That Elohi amen, the loyal God, should do to you as he's done to the people who are faithful to him. Now, Elohi amen took care of the people who were loyal to him, and hence other people should be blessed like that guy got blessed by the loyal God, because he was obviously loyal to God in the first place. And people are going to swear. We're going to swear in the name of God and demonstrate their loyalty the same way Kadosh Baruch Hu is loyal. Every guy is going to forget all the previous troubles. Yishayah was saying, I can't even see them anymore. I'm not going to prophesize. There's nothing to prophesize about. There's nothing to detect anymore. I'm going to make a new sky and a new land. And everything from the past will not be remembered. Lo ta'alin alev. So the simple explanation, metaphorically, obviously, if you look for the idea of this pasuk, all the bad stuff is going to go away. Even Ezra wants to take us to further say, no, there's actually going to be a new sky that people are going to be live longer, just like they did in Sheshet Meimei Bereshit in the first 10 generations of the Olam, where the Tzaddikim, where people live longer lives. We don't know exactly who. But we'll see, Ibn Ezra has a point here, as we'll see later. Pasuk Yerhet, Kim Sisu V'Ghilu, Ade Ad, Asher Ani Bore, Yehen Ani Bore, Jerusalem Gidla V'Amna Masos. Hashem says they're going to be joyous. They're going to rejoice in Gidlu Ade Ad for all eternity. Asher Ani Bore, about this new construct that I'm creating here, this new world, the way the world is going to be in the future. But I'm going to create Yerushalayim as Makom Gila, as a happy place as opposed to what it was before, and from there happiness will emanate throughout the rest of the world. The Amma source and its nation is going to be happy. We're going to call Yerushalayim Gila, and its nation Masos. That's how happy we're going to be. And Hashem says in Pasuk Yitei, V'chalti b'Yerushalayim v'sasti b'ami. Holy Shema Od, Ba'od, Kol Bechi v'kol Za'aka. I'm going to rejoice in Yerushalayim and my nation because they're actually doing what I want them to do now. Yerushalayim is full of Mishpat, Sadaqa, and my nation is doing acts of justice. You know, no longer going to have Kol Bechi, Kol Za'aka, people crying from the injustice that's being done. Moda Radak wants to explain people crying from what's going to come in the next Pasuk. No one's going to die young. And so there's no one's going to cry for dying young for tragedies because he's saying Pasuk Kaf. There's not going to be any more Ul Yamim. Ul. A young Na'ar, a young lad, that's not going to leave there in a coffin, because remember they buried bodies outside of Yerushalayim, then no one's going to leave there young, and even a Zaken, Asher Lo Yimalet Yamav Zaken, yani somebody who's Zaken now, 60, 70 years old, in today's terms, is not going to die, Ki Hanar Ben Me'ashana Yamut, a Na'ar is going to die so at Me'ashana, meaning he's very young. And that's considered young when he dies at 100. The reason why he's going to die is because he's a hote. And the hote, then he's only going to die of the sin at 100 years old. Which applies here, by the way. And then it is possible for somebody to sin in the times of the La'ati Lavu, in the times of Mashiach. So that's something interesting to point out there. Pasuk Aleph, Uvanu Vatim V'yashavu V'nata'u Chiramim V'yachalu Piryam. They're going to build houses and settle there, plant vineyards and actually eat the fruit. V'lo yivnu v'haydi shev, lo yit'u v'haydi yochev. Ki kime ha'ayis yime amim, ma'asi dehem yivalu b'haydai. They're not going to build and somebody else is going to sit there. They're not going to plant and somebody else is going to eat it. Because they're going to be like the days of the tree, constantly eating forth the fruit of the tree, constantly, until the tree has no more fruit to be eaten. Ma'asir dehem yivalu b'chidai, and my chosen people are going to outlive and outwear and wear out their creations, their houses that they build. And this is clearly opposed to what we normally say. And Olam Hazir is temporary, the building's going to last, the trees are going to last, and where not. And now to show you how long life is going to be and how wonderful life is going to be the exact opposite. That this time we're actually going to outlive it. If you build a house, a person is going to live long enough that the house is going to get worn out. If you plant a tree, he's going to eat the fruits of the tree and continue going. They're not going to work or toil for no purpose, as it used to be. The guy planted, he died the next day, who knows? There's no wars anymore, everybody's going to live a nice long life. Because they are the chosen ones of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have the descendants' wisdom, which are lucky, and these people are constantly blessed. Even before they call out, I'm anticipating their needs. Before they speak, I'm going to hear them. So, if a lady look at had a yekabakad yuchal tevin and a hashafal lachmo, lo yarev lo shehitu b'chol harkuchi amar Adonai. The wolf and the lamb are going to live, go raise together. The lion is going to eat the tevin. He's going to eat straw. Nahash is going to continue eating dirt, not humans or not anybody else. They're not going to cause any damage or destruction on my holy mountain, says Hashem. And we explained this earlier. It's reminiscent of what Yeshayahu kind of opened up with in one of his earlier Pidakim, Pidakid Aleph. And now he's closing with it, this idea that there's going to be eternal peace in the world in any way of the various manners we described before. That's the end of Pidak Samechei. And We're going to be up to our last pick next.